This week's Family at Prayer Bible story is both a catechism story and a church year story. Although we are moving into the table of duties in the congregation at prayer, the fourth Sunday in Lent presents to us the feeding of the 5,000, which points to Jesus as the bread of life and looks forward to the Lord's Supper, where he gives us to eat of his body and to drink of his blood. So he who provides for all of our needs to support us in this body and life is also the one who provides us with his own body and blood for our salvation, given up for us into death upon the cross, and then distributed to us in the Lord's Supper for our salvation. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, your mercies are new to us every day, and though we in no way deserve your goodness, you abundantly provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant us to receive all of the blessings of daily bread with thanksgiving, and to see in the signs of your providing of daily bread the great gift of your salvation, and to worship and to cling to you as the bread of life. For you live and reign, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. John chapter 6, verses 1 through 14, and then verse 35. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. Then a great multitude followed him, because they saw his signs which he performed on those who were diseased. And Jesus went up on a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Now the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. We pause in the reading at this point to note several things. Throughout the Gospels, the actions that Jesus performs take us back to the Old Testament and remind us of the prophet Moses, he who was a shepherd, who tended the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, and when he was called to be a prophet, he would journey up Mount Sinai and receive the word of the Lord. Here in these opening verses, we see the picture of Jesus going up on the mountain, sitting with his disciples. We are also reminded by the evangelist St. John that the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. The great Passover in the Old Testament brought about the release of the children of Israel from slavery. It involved both the slaughter of the Passover lamb, whose blood was then put on their doorposts and lintels, and the eating of the Passover feast. That great Passover of the Old Testament points forward to Christ, our Passover lamb, who is sacrificed for us and then received in the Lord's Supper. We see here that he healed many with diseases. These signs point to him then as the source of life. And the setting of the Passover and the image of Jesus looking like the prophet Moses reminds us of the Lord's promise through Moses in Deuteronomy 18, the Lord will raise up for you a prophet like me, him you shall hear. At the conclusion of the feeding of the 5,000, those who saw the sign said of Jesus, this is truly the prophet who is to come into the world. So, the idea of Jesus as the Christ, Christ means anointed one, but it takes into account all of the names or references or promises concerning the Christ that are found in the Old Testament. So he is seed of the woman, seed of Abraham, son of David, and the prophet greater than Moses. We continue with the reading at verse 5. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes, and seeing a great multitude coming toward him, he said to Philip, Where shall we buy bread that these may eat? But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many? We pause here again in the reading. Jesus' question, where shall we buy bread that these may eat, is a question that should give the answer to the disciples. We have no place to go. We have no means to buy enough bread. It is a question that should have illustrated to them the hopelessness of them as disciples being able to feed this great multitude in the wilderness. And Andrew and Philip are brought into the equation. Oh, there's a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. They're not at all serious that these commodities are going to be able to feed the 5,000. And that's precisely the point. The only one who can do this is he who is both creator and redeemer. So now the image of Jesus as the prophet greater than Moses begins to unfold even more vividly. The Lord fed the children of Israel with manna in the wilderness. Jesus, the prophet greater than Moses, feeds us with a greater manna. The bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world. So the narrative continues, verse 10. Then Jesus said, Make the people sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, in number about 5,000. A vivid picture of a congregation of sheep led by their shepherd to green pastures. They sit in groups. It's 5,000. The number 5 in its multiples reminds us of the books of the Torah, the Pentateuch, of which Jesus is the fulfillment. Verse 11. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. The language in verse 11 should remind us, as it would have reminded the early congregations in the first century, soon after Jesus' death and resurrection, as the gospel began to be preached by the apostles, it should have reminded them, as it should remind us, of the words of institution. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them. The same sequence of actions is found here. This does not mean that this is the Lord's Supper happening here in John chapter 6 in the feeding of the 5,000. But it does mean to point us forward to the Lord's Supper and to Jesus as the bread of life, the one who gives life to the world by the sacrifice of his body and blood upon the cross. Notice how they were filled as much as they wanted. What Jesus gives when he gives us himself satisfies our deepest hunger and thirst spiritually. Verse 12. So when they were filled, he said to his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain so that nothing is lost. Therefore, they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which were left over by those who had eaten. The number 12 not only reminds us of the congregation of Israel in the Old Testament, its 12 tribes, but the 12 apostles, each of them having a basket of leftover fragments, enough to feed those put in their charge. The Lord provides. So he provides his ministry today with the word and sacrament, everything that pastors need to feed the flock. Then those men, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said, "This is truly the prophet who is to come into the world." So they rightly conclude this is the prophet that Moses spoke about in Deuteronomy 18. He looks like Moses. He does the things that Moses did. And he is a redeemer figure, just as Moses was, only he is the source of redemption. He is the source of the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. So then, verse 35, Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst." Here in verse 35, Jesus is speaking of himself as the source of life by calling himself the bread of life. And he is talking about faith, faith in him that receives who he is, that trusts in his forgiveness, that clings to his death and resurrection as the source of salvation. So our central thoughts. Number one, Jesus is the bread of life, the true and only source of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Number two, Jesus is the prophet, greater than Moses, whose word and sacrament satisfy our every need, our hunger and thirst for salvation. Number three, the sign of the feeding of the 5,000 points forward to the Lord's Supper and how Jesus feeds us with his holy body and precious blood for the forgiveness of sins, eternal life, and salvation. Let us pray. O Lord Jesus, in the feeding of the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 small fish, you showed yourself to be the bread of life. Feed us with your holy word and sacrament, that coming to you for the forgiveness of sins, eternal life, and salvation, we may never hunger, and believing in you, we may never thirst, for you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.